This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This ever so slight break in the hot weather may be exactly what we need to get out and enjoy a little fishing. And the reports indicate the fishing action is not all that bad. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, we've got some good fishing at our local lakes, as well as the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. But we've also got information regarding some upcoming hunting opportunities. In fact, sportsmen wishing to pursue pheasants at 19 various controlled pheasant hunting sites will again need to gain access to a computer. As in the past, the permits will be issued only through an internet-based reservation system. 15 of the controlled hunting sites are operated by the Department of Natural Resources, while four other sites continue to be operated in a public-private partnership arrangement between the IDNR and the concessionaire T. Miller, Inc. Of the 15 sites operated by the DNR, five offer only the Illinois Youth Pheasant Hunt opportunity for young hunters between the ages of 10 and 15. The nine sites, which provide longer hunting seasons for hunters, as well as special hunting dates for young hunters, include Eldon Hazlett State Recreation Area at Carlisle Lake, Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, the Johnson Sauk Trail State Recreation Area, Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area, Kankakee River State Park, Iroquois County State Park, Moraine View State Recreation Area, the Sand Ridge State Forest, and Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area at Wren Lake. Now, reservations for the first drawing period will be accepted beginning at 8:30 a.m. on August 1st and concludes at 1 p.m. on August 8th. Two additional one-week drawing periods will follow for those unsuccessful or wanting a second permit, perhaps. Hunters need to review the application instructions and season information on the Controlled Pheasant Hunting website prior to submitting an application, and these can be found by accessing the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. Click on the Upland Game from the drop-down menu under Hunting and Trapping button on the toolbar, and then click on Controlled Pheasant Areas under the Quick Links heading. Now, hunters will be allowed to acquire one permit for himself, herself, and up to three hunting partners for one date at one site during the first two application periods. This does not include the youth pheasant hunt. And during the third period, however, hunters successful in either of the first two drawings will be able to acquire a second permit. So there's a pheasant hunting opportunity for you. And if you're curious about the conditions over at the Department of Natural Resources Mississippi River area duck hunting, waterfowl hunting areas after all this spring flooding, they've released a somewhat of a recovery plan to produce some vegetation and food on these sites. Though these plans were made as of July 19th, the site superintendent made it clear that the plans for these areas can change from day to day or even by hour, and the effort depends on a wide variety of circumstances, including the weather and budget. Now, currently, the Batchtown plan is to dewater it and hold the river in an effort to allow moist soil plants to sprout and grow. The new system hasn't been tested to see if it's possible, but they hope it is possible. The impounded area will be drained and seeded to millet and buckwheat. They say they mentioned that the new area in the refuge suffered some damage and will have to be repaired. Now, over at Stump Lake, the effort is to draw down the water and allow some emergent vegetation to grow. Flat and Fowler may not get anything done. At this point, they don't wish to use any of the valuable diesel fuel to do anything at these sites. Site personnel are attempting to draw down the glades at this time, and if possible, Godar Diamond Tarpey will be drained. The refuge, however, is slow to drain and may not be seeded in time. Red's Landing, Riprap Landing, and Hurricane will probably not be drawn down due to late flooding, and Calhoun Point will be drawn down to allow repairs to the pump if personnel can get to the tube only. Hembold will be drained. If not, the site will dry up as it normally does, and they'll try to get something done. So that's the situation there. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
Throughout the day, you can hear about activities in the WSMI listening area. You can also check them out on our website, WSMIRadio.com, then click on Bulletin Board. You already know about Farm Director Rita Frazier's broadcast, but now you can also learn about Mid-Illinois agriculture on our website, WSMIRadio.com. Click on Agriculture. Keep up with our sports broadcast schedules on the WSMI website, WSMIRadio.com, then click on Sports.
Okay, we're back, and although fishing looks very good at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, lake conditions at Carlisle have changed very little, if any, in the last week. Due to the elevated pool, only portions of Dam West and Boulder campgrounds remain open. The Coles Creek campground remains closed. There is camping available yet at McNair and the Dam East Spillway campgrounds. In addition, several private campgrounds around the lake remain open, and Eldon Hazlett State Park is open as well. The Dam West Apache Boulder high water boat ramps are also open, along with Horseshoe Island, Keysport, General Dean, and the City of Carlisle boat ramps. Other areas closed due to the pool levels include several township roads around the lake, the Lakeview and Maple Grove fishing piers, Coles Creek Recreation Area, and the Keysport, Coles Creek Dam West, and McNair Beaches. If you do have more questions, you can give Carlisle Lake a call at 618-594-2484. But with all this water, the fishing remains good. In fact, at Carlisle right now in the lake, catfish are rated very good. They're being caught on night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches with pull and line. Troutliners are using leeches and cut bait, and drift fishermen are using shrimp. Some fair crappie action is reported, with minnows and tube jigs producing most of these catches. And the white bass action is rated very good now. They're turning on in the lake with crankbaits and slab spoons fished over the humps, producing some nice catches. Minnows and floating lights are producing catches at night around the trestles. In the tailwater, white bass are rated very good on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. And they're seeing quite a few hybrids right now. And the catfish are rated good on cut shad and night crawlers. Commercial baits are also working very well. And the crappie bite, it's actually good in the tailwaters, with small crappie primarily being taken, along with an occasional big one on tube jigs and minnows, and some very good sauger action reported. With anglers are drift fishing downstream with curly tail jigs tipped with a minnow or night crawler. Some anglers are also trolling with bandit crankbaits and finding success. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the bite is good. Crappie are being caught in the deeper water and stake beds and brush piles about 8 to 16 feet of water. Some can be caught even deeper in the sailboat harbor, under the sailboat harbor bridges, as well as the Gun Creek Bridge. They're biting on minnows and jigs about equally well, and the fish are in their summer pattern. And the catfish bite is good as well. Some fish are being still taken shallow, but most of them are moving a bit back out deeper now. If you're fishing from the dam or the shoreline, the Waltonville Dam, Bonnie Dam, and Ina boat ramps have been the hot spots. And if troutliners are fishing outside the Ina and Bonnie area and catching good numbers of channel catfish, jug fishermen are fishing in the shallow waters in the back or necks of coves. And their bass bite has been pretty good now. It's getting just about normal for bass fishing. Summer bass fishing action is turning on, and these fish are in their summer haunts in the deeper locations on the main lake points in about 4 to 6 feet of water. It's been an unusual year, and catching fish has been a bit difficult, but now that things have stabilized, the action is getting much better. Don't be afraid to try buzz baits or walking style baits. The bass are keying in on the tail end of the shad spawn, and the wind can be an important factor as to how you position your boat. Also, there's a shallow water bite, but as you got to cover a lot of water to catch these fish. Pitching soft plastics in and around the bushes and cover on points are producing a few fish, and the bridges are giving up the majority of these shallow water fish right now, and that pattern will begin to change slowly due to pressure in these crankbaits. Texas rigged worms, shaky head plastics are all producing catches, and the bluegill bite at Rend is also looking good. They're being caught in the backs of the necks of the shallow water, red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms producing these fish. At Lake Shelbyville, white bass is primarily the big catch right now. The lake is still well up there, nearly 7 feet. It's flooding out the willows, and the white bass are waiting just outside these willows to attack the shad once they venture out. Try targeting the willows on the points or flats. The lake has also seen a shad fry hatch, and the bust are still going strong on the main lake, primarily in the early morning hours, and then again at dusk. It's common to put a lot of fish in the cooler if you can get into these busts, and these fish will stay up until the midday sun drives them down, and this white bass bite will extend well into summer, through the summer, in fact, into the fall. So things are pretty well normal. The walleye, they're just not being turned on right now, and not seeing many of these fish being caught. A few bass are being caught on occasion. The bass bite can be quite good, so it's a hit-and-miss affair right now as far as bass fishing goes at Lake Shelbyville. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.